you ready for a new season? I mean, you have a new uniform, the preseason's over. Here we go. Can you kind of just describe the feeling of getting into that first week?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited to play some games that mean something. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be here, like I've always said from the start. I believe we got something special here. I believe if we go out and continue to get better each and every day, I feel like we'll be in good shape. So I'm excited about the opportunity to play with, to play here and to play with these guys.
So at this point, you have a lot better sense of Alex Smith and how you guys are going to work together. How do you feel about?
I've always said I was comfortable. You know, I think I made a statement earlier that I don't think I've been off to a better start with a particular quarterback. So, you know, it's all about trust. You know, he trusts me, I trust him. We're able to get together, you know, communicate, talk about certain things that we see on the football field. And I think that's the type of relationship that you want with your quarterback. So, and not to mention his athletic ability, his talent, my athletic ability, my talent. So, I think we're in good shape there.
Jeremy, you say you feel like you guys have something special going here. Is that just the normal season opening optimism, or
no? You know, it's you know, I've had a chance to, you know, I've been in two locker rooms now, and I've basically three, because you know Chip kind of came in and kind of changed the dynamic of the Philadelphia locker room as well. So, and it's no disrespect to anybody I played with before, but I feel something special here, and I can honestly say that. So.
What makes
it's a feeling, man. It's a feeling. Obviously, you know, on paper we got talent, but I think as far as believing that it can, you know, grow to be something bigger than that, I think it's a feeling. So,
Jeremy, this is a long ways off, but as a new player here, are you conscious at all of how long it's been since the Chiefs had a playoff win? I realize it has nothing to do with the current team, but is that something guys know about?
I've heard about it, just like I've heard about the stat of no wide receiver touchdowns and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm a big. You know, I'm big on the present, the future. So I try not to harp too much on the past. Those are things that we can't control. Those are things that have already happened. So all we can do is control, you know, what goes on going forward. So
is it the kind of thing that has extra meaning, though, in a certain sense, what it would mean to get to that point?
Well, I tell you this. If we want to achieve, you know, what we have our mindset on, we got to win some playoff games. So.
Wide receiver stat, is there a competition or a pool this weekend to stat?
No, man. We just going out there and playing football. I tell you what, if Alex throws five touchdowns and win a game and none of us go to a receiver, I bet you know, any of us, you know, arguing about it or being upset about it. So,
Jeremy, when you look at Houston, what's your biggest concern? You look at the Texans.
That's a very good defense. And obviously they got probably the best defensive player in the league in J.J. Watt. They brought in Vince Wilfork to kind of plug up the middle. Cushions back healthy. You know, so they got some guys in the front seven that can make some plays, and some veteran guys in the back end. So we got to go out there and attention to details and go out there and execute. And like I said, you know, if we get better each and every day, we'll be okay.
How do you feel about some of these younger guys? There are a lot of young wide receivers in this group too. So.
I think the big thing that they got going for themselves is they all want to get better. They all want to learn. And I think when they have that type of mindset, the rest comes easy. You know, obviously, if they weren't talented enough, they wouldn't be here. But all these guys have exceptional talent. I can name them all down the board, Albert and DeAnthony and Frankie. And you got Jason, who I was with for a couple of years. He's not young. But, you know, so, you know, all these guys, you know, have something to bring to the table, you know, including myself. So it's all about coming together as a unit and going out there and making plays.
Jerry, where do you sort of draw the line in football in cheating? Whether like pushing off or holding or whatever? I mean, that's sort of accepted, but the stuff that's coming out about the Patriots and the story that came out yesterday.
On the field play, you're going to have, you know, certain situations where a guy's hand may get caught. I mean, or a guy may get away with a push. That's part of the game. You know, that's kind of how it goes. Some referees call it a lot tighter. As far as what goes on in another organization, I have no comment on that. That's not part of what we got going on here. So.
Jeremy,